This is OPB's Quick Take Northwest. Good morning. Today is Monday, the 24th of March, 2008. I'm April Baer. It's quite the kerfuffle on the Sunday talk shows over the weekend regarding a couple of things that were said on Barack Obama's behalf in Southern Oregon this weekend. Supporters of both Obama and Senator Hillary Clinton agree on at least one thing in this. The Obama campaign should not have let a retired general accuse Bill Clinton of McCarthyism. Let's unpack this a little bit. Last week in North Carolina, former President Bill Clinton spoke saying it would be great to have an election between two people who love this country and focused on the issues instead of other distractions. Did he mean by that Obama does not love the country? Well, that's for him to know. But speaking in Southern Oregon over the weekend, an Obama supporter, retired General Tony McPeak, accused Bill Clinton of questioning Obama's patriotism, likening his comments to communist-hunting Senator Joseph McCarthy. Another Obama supporter, New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson, tried to smooth things over on Fox News Sunday yesterday, saying that he doesn't think Bill Clinton was trying to be divisive and that the campaign was getting too negative overall. In other politics news, today Joe DiZono is going to decide whether to continue his campaign to become Portland's next mayor. Last week, a judge stripped him of public financing for the campaign. You'll remember that questions came up over a poll that was commissioned on Joe DiZono's behalf before he made his official announcement for running. Critics said that this poll should have been considered a campaign expenditure, one that would push DiZono over a prescribed spending limit. In Portland's system of voter-owned elections, candidates for city office receive money that they need to campaign in exchange for holding their spending down. The judge ultimately agreed that the poll was a legitimate campaign expense. DiZono had said previously that he'd quit the race if he didn't qualify for taxpayer help. As a well-connected businessman, it's likely DiZono would be able to raise private money he'd need for the campaign, but in the past, he's said that he doesn't want to run a big money campaign. Pretty soon, more sex offenders in Washington state will have to submit to DNA samples for a state database. That's because of a new state law. The requirement promises to add to an already major backlog at the state's DNA lab. Our Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports.
Obtaining a DNA sample is easier than getting a fingerprint, just a quick swab on the inside of the cheek. But entering that information into a computer database takes time and expertise. As a result, Washington has a nearly 50,000 DNA sample backlog at the state lab. Now, a new class of lesser criminals will have to submit their samples to the state. For instance, people who are convicted for failing to register as a sex offender. DNA lab manager Jean Johnston says she's ready for the extra work because she knows it will solve crimes.
Of the DNA hits that we get, about 50% of those, 50 to 60%, are to very serious crimes, homicides, rapes, assaults, robberies. And the people that they are hitting to, the reason they're in the database is just for a minor offense, though, like a drug possession.
Johnston says she's making a dent in the backlog with the help of two federal grants. She also hopes the legislature will give her more staff in the future. Despite falling behind on entering samples, the number of matches has jumped from an average of 7 to 10 a month to nearly 40 matches last month. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.
Here's another story from the Corrections Blotter. Prison inmates in Washington may soon have the option to live in a faith-based cell block. Governor Gregoire has signed legislation to establish God pods for the moral guidance of prisoners. God pods is slang for special housing units for inmates who want to live in a religious environment. Florida was the first to try this concept. Now, Washington State's going to